bajo sexto. Al compás el contrabajo y al arrullo de acordeón. En esta noche encantada, bajo el pie de tu ventana,
Taker and Kane settle it once and for all.
This is pretty nasty right here. Look out!
Boom! What a shot there by The Rock. Catching The Undertaker coming in. Hard right hands. Hard right hands. Undertaker. Oh, look out. Oh, the referee just got smashed. Referee just got smashed here. The Rock reverses the whip. Oh, boom, down. The Rock and The Undertaker.
Hey, what you doing here? Look out!
Got Kane. Kane's got something on his mind here.
Uh-oh.
Undertaker and The Rock are down. So's the referee. And Kane has got some evil intentions. You gotta believe on his mind. Undertaker sets up.
But what is Kane gonna do with that steel chair? His brother, The Undertaker, is up. The referee is down. Here comes The Rock.
Watch yourself, Rock.
They're both back up. We start back over. What a headbutt. Oh, The Rock's on Dream Street here. The Undertaker pulling out all the stops. He's trying to punish this youngster, but The Rock just will not stay down. Oh, my leg! Kane just nailed his own brother.
There's your answer! There's your answer!
Rock bottom!
To that
chair shot. Had the 1-2-3. Look out. Undertaker's got the Rock up. Here comes Tombstone.
No, on the chair.
On the chair. The Undertaker just Tombstone the Rock on the steel chair. The Rock is out. I can't believe. The referee's got the count.
No way.
And the Undertaker has defeated the Rock. The Tombstone on the chair.
We'll be right back. This car doesn't have AC. It was a scorcher.
Sweat secretions in the seat backs.
Are you through, Mr. Wizard? Let me know if you find Jimmy Hoffa under the seat while you're at it. Oh, look at this. It's 7:30. Why, the night is still so young. The way you're going, you're going to be able to solve this case and start another one, huh? Drop car on my ass.
You've been working bank robbery, what, 22 years?
Yeah, 22 years. Man, L.A. has changed a lot during that time. The air got dirty and the sex got clean.
Uh-huh. So a guy with that kind of timing must have some theory about these guys.
Leave it alone, Johnny.
Okay, fine, you've given up. Fine. It doesn't mean I have to.
Hey, listen. Forget about it, kid. They are ghosts.
Yeah, of course. What am I thinking? If you couldn't crack it with all your years of experience, it's impossible to conceive that I might have something to offer, right? Well, maybe I can do better than some over-the-hill burnout.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Maybe you ought to just take some early retirement right now and get some rent-a-cop night security job. Tell Nom stories.
Listen, you snot-nosed little shit! I was taking shrapnel and caisson while you were crapping in your hands and rubbing it on your face!
You mad?
Yeah, I'm mad!
Good and mad!
Yeah! What do you want to do about it?
Feels good, doesn't it? Like you're still alive, right?
Yeah!
Well, since you're still alive and you're not in the box just yet, why don't you tell me this theory of yours and we'll go get these guys?
Okay, hot shot. You want to nail the bank robbers and be a big hero?
Definitely.
Definitely. Then here it is. The ex-presidents are surfers.
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 I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, rain and the sunset, a light on your door to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see. Darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night is in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
Dancing like a fairy. They'll hang us with the ring ropes if they think it's rigged. Get out there and hurt him. For fuck's sake, do not knock him out.
We'll be right back. he's got to do is stay down. Now, we are fucked.
We're out of here.
Stupid fucking piker. Those Bricktops got a dozen keen-to-kill monkeys with shotguns sitting outside his campsite. Once the campsite's wiped out, I know it's going to be the same for us. You ever cross the road and look the wrong way?
Give me that fucking shooter!
And then, hey, presto, there's a car nearly on you. So what do? Something very silly. You freeze, and your life doesn't flash before you because you're too fucking scared to think. You just freeze and pull a stupid face. But the pikey didn't. Why? Because he had plans on running the car over. It had previously occurred to me that the gypsy had taken the demise of his mother rather lightly. For every action, there's a reaction. And a pikey reaction is quite a fucking thing.
To me.
If you want your friend to hear you, he'll have to talk a lot louder than that.
Give me that fucking shooter.
I'll give you a shooter, you cunt.
That is when I clocked the pikey had money riding on himself. That's the reason the bastard never goes down when he's supposed to. We've been tucked up. While he's been cleaning up. We're worse off now than when we started.
One, two, three, four.
Baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Till he caught a nanny goat to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, till he caught a bearcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones, but take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house, I'm gone again. Bo-dilly, bo-dilly, have you heard she wasn't worried.
I've been out with Josie Losey running around town. She's been beating me, making me bad, write bad checks. I come here to bring out two men who have issued a very special challenge and have asked and requested to come out here and put it on national television. Mr. Big John Studd and Mr. King Kong Bundy, I'd like to talk to you gentlemen for a second because you have a very important challenge to make.
You know, this is the most important show in professional wrestling, Piper's Pit. And right here on Piper's Pit, we want a challenge on national television. Andre the Big Jerk Giant with a partner of his choice. Any wrestler has the guts to get into the ring with him because, you know, Hot Rod, we're that close to ending his career.
Tell me something. I got to hear something. Supposing, King, you got Andre the Giant and you were going to slam Andre the Giant, which I know either one of you men can do at any particular time. How would you go about slamming Andre the Giant? Just go. I'd like to see the technique.
I'd snatch him just like this.
Wait, whoa. AC, baby, come here for a second. Whoa, no, it's okay. Don't worry. Show me. Whoa, ha, ha, whoa. Okay, no, wait, John, that, you can see the power. You can see the power. John, if you were gonna take Andre the Giant, you have a special way to take Andre the Giant off his feet. If you were gonna come and I was on and you were gonna take him, what would you do? AC baby. I'm in a jam here. Hang on one second. I'm in a jam here. Go ahead. No, don't worry about it. Go ahead. What should you do? Okay, whoa. Wait a second. Whoa. You see, that's called technique. That's right. They don't let the seeds stop them from enjoying their watermelon at any time. Now tell me something. With the Avalanche, you know how he can splash. How would you splash, Andre? No, wait. AC baby, come here for a second. No. Come here. Don't worry about it. Let's go. Go on, show me. Go ahead. I'd like to see this. Go ahead. Let's go. Lay down. Come on. Lay down. Damn you. Okay. Wait. Whoa. I need my ace. I like that joke. Come here, AC baby. Nothing.
Let's go. Was ranked in the eyes.
What?
Referee's really having trouble restraining these four combatants. This match for the World Tag Team Championship.
Did you see a little decoy movie there? He's like, he was a little bit addled, and as soon as Scotty reached for him, well, he ducked right in there and picked up that leg. That's a pro there. Whoa! What's he gonna do with him?
A suplex! Wrestling Ole Anderson up and over, drops the knee to the chest, goes for the pin, 1-2, and Ole kicks out. Scott Steiner now tagging in Big Brother Rick. Uh-oh. Don't do that.
Don't let him up either. Don't let him up. Don't let him get over and get that tag. Now what a... See, that's what you get there. You know, these boys, sometimes they have a little problem. They have a little problem thinking wisely. They're instinct wrestlers. They're great. They've been trained since they were four or five all the way through the ranks. They love what they're doing. They're smart wrestlers. But it's a mistake like that one little thing right there.
A mental lapse, if we could term it that, Rick Steiner perhaps had there.
Nice way of putting it there, Jimbo Diddley.
Tag made. And Rick Steiner has got caught in the very dangerous corner of the Andersons. And look at them move the ring with that velocity.
Oh. Uh-oh, DDT, no. Vertical suplex, no. A block, another block. A reversal.
This is called Body Toe.
set you free. But you'll never follow me. This is the end. Take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us.
Stop the car.
Come on, baby, take a chance with
us. Stop the car.
Meet me at the back of the blue bus. Yeah. And a cool jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. And we laugh like soft smug children warm in the woolly brains of infant size. Come, they croon. Come again, they croon. Beneath the moon, beside the lake. Capture the sweet wish, come with us. Enter the hot dream. Everything is broken up and dancing. Wake up! I can't remember where it was. Had this dream stopped? The snake was pale gold, glazed and shrunken. We were afraid to touch it. The sheets were hot, dead prisons. And she was beside me. Oh, she's no young. Her dark red hair, the white soft skin. We'll be right back. This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never.